from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and at 'em. Start your Saturday morning off right. This is D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and I'm Adam Epstein. We're also simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Want to thank Max and the engineers behind the scenes working hard, working through some technical difficulties this morning, but able to get us on the air here Saturday morning just after 9:20 a.m. And the football season is upon us. It's finally here. For months, we talked about contract negotiations, free agency, then draft. Was fun, and I've enjoyed talking about training camp and going to see it live and preseason, but the regular season is here. Washington is down to their 53-man roster. They've recalibrated, as Adam Peters keeps saying, and they are ready to roll. I don't know about you guys, but I am so ready to go for the start of the season next Sunday, and I'm ready to run through a brick wall for Dan Quinn, the new head coach. He's just had the perfect offseason in my mind in terms of a head coach coming in here, inspiring the fan base, saying all the right things, and fixing problems, or at least identifying problems, because I really don't believe Ron Rivera, who was here for the previous four seasons, would have identified this wide receiver issue and went out looking for replacements. Like, I think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn deserve a lot of credit for that, because they're building for the future, but not sacrificing the present, trying to win games, and I'm all for that. I mean, they traded Jahan Dotson. They went out and signed Noah Brown. This season's all about Jaden's development, yes, but I want to see a good product on the field. I know the owner, Josh Harris, wants to see a better product on the field than last year. And I want to hear people having a good time at the stadium, right? I want to see at least one In the Hunt graphic that features Washington some point in November or December. I just don't want to be the laughingstock of the NFC East anymore. And you know what? I trust these guys to make that happen. I'm going to go over the strengths and weaknesses of the Commanders roster on the show today. We've got a couple special guests. Joe House, from D.C., from the Ringer Network, will join us at 10 a.m. Former Commanders cornerback Fred Smoot will join us at 10:30. Phone lines are always open. I want to hear from you Commanders fans, 1-800-636-1067. You can be the coach of these airwaves, 1-800-636-1067. Or tweet me at AWADRadio and at 1067TheFan. If you guys listen to the show, you know I like to start with the biggest sports story on my mind. And there are a ton of great college football games today. I'd like to break those down and pick some winners. I will do a Virginia Tech season preview on the show today. Hokies will air on 99.1 Bloomberg Radio and on the Odyssey app, kickoff 12 noon against Vanderbilt. First year of the 12-team college football playoffs. And, you know, I talked about this on my show when the NCAA basketball field expanded. It went from 64 to 65 and then 65 to 68. That's nowhere near the expansion that college football went through here from 4 to 12. Triple the amount of teams included in the college football playoffs, and I'd say there's probably 45 to 50 teams who feel like they realistically have a chance of being included in those 12 teams there. It's going to be a ton of fun. Week one was already off to a good start, Thursday and Friday's action. But to be honest, the sport that I'm locked into most right now is the 2024 U.S. Open. The 2024 U.S. Open Tennis Grand Slam, the final major of the year. And I am jealous of all those that are going, that went this week. My dad went this week. I got two friends that are there right now. I sent a text to Chris Russell, the Rooster, see if he would join me this morning. He said, no, I can't because I'm at the freaking U.S. Open. I mean, Chris Russell's there. I'm the one who grew up playing tennis. I've got to go next year, but it's wide open right now at the U.S. Open. Two nights ago, Carlos Alcaraz knocked out. Last night, last year's defending champ, Novak Djokovic, was knocked out. Jannik Sinner is definitely the favorite right now, and there's a few pretenders out there in my mind, like Andrei Rublev, who never gets past the quarterfinals. Could this be Daniil Medvedev's year to win it all again? If you've been watching tennis, I think you saw, you wondered, would Novak Djokovic's body be able to hold up with the amount of tennis he's played this year, four Grand Slams now, plus the Olympics where he finally won gold. He loses last night to Papyrin. Just wide open now that you had Alcaraz go down in straight sets, Djokovic there in four sets. There are quite a few Americans remaining, and I am so fired up because it's been 20 years, 2003. All right, actually 21 years now since Andy Roddick won the U.S. Open, the last time an American won a Grand Slam. There were five Americans who entered the contest in the top 20. Sebastian Corda is now eliminated. Francis Tiafoe is still in it. He knocked out Ben Shelton yesterday. Tommy Paul and Taylor Fritz. And Taylor Fritz has looked excellent. He just won in straight sets and became the first American since 2003 to make it to the second weekend of every major this season. He's been close to pushing through and making it to another semifinals. Tommy Paul's played his best tennis this year of all the Americans, and of course you guys know I'm a huge fan of Francis Tiafoe, our local guy from the DMV who's really caught fire in the last 2 months playing some inspired tennis. But I think the reason I love the U.S. Open so much is because of these primetime matches. And really, primetime of the U.S. Open is special to me. It's always filled with famous people in the stands, and it just always delivers with excitement, drama, and upsets. And boy, was there another huge upset last night. And when you watch tennis, you've got four Grand Slams, right? The French Open, Australian Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. The American crowd is by far the most rowdy compared to the French, the Aussies, and the British, which is an added element. You got to deal with drunk fans, people moving around in the crowds, and just people who don't fully understand tennis etiquette. It's a party at the U.S. Open, the iconic honeydew drink. I haven't been to the tournament to see a game, but I did cover the tournament as a videographer a few years ago when all the pre-tournament parties, taste of tennis, and all those things, and it is such a vibe. It feels like the tennis players take over the town. Manhattan turns into tennis town in America every year, the end of August and early September for the U.S. Open. And it continues on the men's side with a bunch of matches that start at 11 a.m. and will go all the way to the night match tonight, which will be Daniil Medvedev. American Tommy Paul is in action today at 2 p.m. I do expect him to win. You'll get to see Van der Schlupp, who knocked out Carlos Alcaraz a couple days ago. He'll be in action at 12:30. Jannik Sinner is definitely the favorite right now. He'll be at 1:30. And Daniel Evans, who played the longest match in U.S. Open history, over 5 hours against Khachanov, got another win after that. He'll be in action tonight at 7 p.m. Also, it's been fun watching the women's side of things. And really, the American women have been so much better than the American men in recent years. You'll have the 6-seed Jessica Pegula in action today at 12 noon, and the number 1-seed Iga Swiatek will be tonight. Coco Gauff advanced yesterday with a win, coming back after losing the first set 6-3 to win 6-3, 6-3. Emma Navarro out of UVA also won in three sets. So that's your little U.S. Open update here on AWOD Radio. I'm trying to make it into existence here, talking into existence, that an American can advance to the finals. Things got a lot easier for Francis Tiafoe after he outdueled Ben Shelton. It was a thriller, a five-set thriller, because his next opponent was going to be Novak Djokovic. Djokovic gets knocked out by Papyrin, and that really opens things up for Francis Tiafoe. And the Americans really have been banging on the door. It was Tiafoe made to the semifinals in 2022, Shelton in 2023. Who's going to make the deep run this year at the U.S. Open, as the field is absolutely wide open now on the men's side? We'll take your phone calls throughout the show today, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Today is a day where you need two TVs. There's too much going on in the sports world. You got to get to a sports bar or a restaurant, or you got to pull up a second screen, your laptop, roll in that other TV from the guest room, because there are so many good sporting events on, and it all starts 12 noon with college football. We'll give you a little college football preview coming up next on AWOD Radio. You're listening to DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. I was talking to some buddies last night with so many college football games on today. You got to have a two TV setup. One screen will not be enough. Get out to a sports bar and check out the action. Let's go through it right now. There's so many good games. You got to have a key, right? You got to have a guide. Well, here's your college football itinerary for week one. Gamblers out there or just big sports fans, AWOD's top five games Saturday, August 31st. But before we get to these games, I should say I cover the ACC for my work with Richmond 910 The Fan. And of course, we have a big focus on UVA and Virginia Tech. But the big question in the ACC this year is Clemson, the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Swinney has taken this crazy approach that they don't need the transfer portal. He trusts his recruiting class, his incoming freshmen. They have a great recruiting class. They decided not to reach out to players around the country or inside the conference. Zero transfers for Clemson. But hey, they returned quarterback Cade Klubnik, and they've just created an environment of excellence and winning at Clemson. Last year was a down year, and 9-4 overall, and a ton of one-score games, right? Duke shocked them in the opener. All right, that was not a good game for Clemson. But FSU took overtime to beat them. Miami, overtime. NC State got hot in late October and beat Clemson by 7. So, you know, that really shows you how close they were to winning double digits once again, double-digit games. So we'll see what happens this season. Florida State losing to Georgia Tech really opens things up for the conference, but I am still going to pick Clemson and FSU to finish 1-2 in the league with the Hokies and probably four or five teams fighting for third. I'll be watching the Hokies at 12 noon against Vanderbilt, but I'm not going to include that in my top five watch list. So, like I'm saying, I think the ACC finishes Clemson, Florida State, maybe Virginia Tech, NC State, Georgia Tech, Miami, or SMU. I think all have a chance to finish third. And with that being said, I do think that the first game to watch in AWOD's itinerary of five games to watch today has to be that 12 noon game from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Number 14, Clemson, against number one, the Georgia Bulldogs. And Georgia's a heavy favorite to win the national championship this year. Carson Beck is a Heisman Trophy front runner. Clemson has a strong defense, though. And Cade Klubnik now enters his third year, second under their offense coordinator, Garrett Riley. And I like Clemson's running back, Phil Maffa. He is one of the best in the ACC. I had him on my show when I was there at ACC kickoff. He's got the speed to hit the home run. And I'm not saying Clemson's going to win this game, but I've been saying all week long that it's a win for Clemson in the ACC if this is a one-score game with the spreads being double digits right now. I have very little faith in Dabo to pull off this upset, but I really doubt that they get blown out. Should be a really good game to watch, and that game is at 12 noon. Another game at 12 noon is Penn State at West Virginia. At Penn State, it feels like James Franklin has to take a step forward this year and get into the college football playoffs. Their march to the playoffs begins right now with this 12-team expanded field. They absolutely have a chance to get in there. He's got a talented roster. Feel like people have been saying, watch out for Penn State for years. This might be the year. The problem, their opponent week one and that environment, because West Virginia is dangerous at home in Morgantown. Place will be rocking. Mountaineers lost to the Nittany Lions last year at Happy Valley, but they went on to have a successful season. Both teams will have to get up early for this game, 12 noon kickoff, because I think a slow start could cost you, could doom Penn State or West Virginia. I will take Penn State to win this one, but I do think it will be a close one. We move over to AWOD's third game of the week to watch tonight, today, and that is number 19, Miami, at Florida, 3:30 kickoff, and this is an awesome matchup week one because it's a rivalry. In the swamp there, Florida is really good at home, but Coach Billy Napier is absolutely on the hot seat. He's got a solid group of transfers and a top recruiting class. Miami, though, they've landed dual quarterback Cam Ward from Washington State, and man, does that lead to a lot of excitement for fans there in Miami of the U and Mario Cristobal, the head coach. This should be a really exciting and, I think, high-scoring game. I am going to take Miami to win, but I do think Florida could possibly cover the spread. We'll get into that a little later on the show today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Game four is your college game day game, and there's a reason. It's the college game day game. It's Notre Dame at Texas A&M, and it's a 7:30 kickoff. Notre Dame poised to have a very strong season, led by Duke transfer quarterback Riley Leonard. Notre Dame's chosen to use the transfer portal to grab their quarterback the last few years. It was Sam Hartman before that, an ACC quarterback from Wake Forest, another ACC quarterback in Riley Leonard from Duke. Well, A&M, they've had a lot of preseason hype with their roster, and a former Duke coach in Mike Elko. It's actually the battle of the former Blue Devils with Elko against Riley Leonard. I just think that Notre Dame is a better program right now, moving in the right direction. I have them in my 12-team college football playoffs, so I will pick Notre Dame to win that game tonight at 7:30. My fifth game, you know, a lot of people are pointing to that Sunday night game with LSU and USC. I'm going to go back to the 3:30 slate today with Colorado State against Texas. This is going to be a very interesting season for the Longhorns. We all know about their offensive power and quarterback Quinn Ewers and probably the most hyped backup in the country in Archie Manning. And I do think Texas could blow Colorado State out so much that you do actually see Archie Manning at one point. I think the question is for Texas is how good are they going to be defensively this season, because they're going to have some monster matchups later on in the year. It's going to be wide open in college football because of the 12 teams. There's going to be teams that lose two games, even three games that are hovering around that bubble there, you know, teams 13, 14, 15 trying to get in. I talked about this on my show. I wanted to believe the ACC could get two schools into the 12-team college football playoffs year one. Florida State losing week one really hurts their chances of that. Maybe the Seminoles bounce back and run the table in the ACC, but that was not a good loss there in Dublin to Georgia Tech. So I do like Utah in the Big 12 to get in, possibly another Big 12 team. I do think you're going to get four from the Big 10 and possibly five from the SEC. And then there's going to be one random school that gets in, maybe the Sun Belt champion. I saw Brett McMurphy put Texas State in. James Madison's hoping for a good year with their first-year coach, Bob Chesney. Liberty was included in a 12-team college football playoff by one of our insiders. I mean, it's going to be wide open. And, of course, week zero already had a few upsets. Action was awesome Thursday and Friday. I mean, how cool was that Colorado-North Dakota State game? Minnesota-UNC. Tar Heels had high hopes for this season with Mack Brown and quarterback Max Johnson, but he's now out for the season. They still won the game because Minnesota missed the field goal at the buzzer. I mean, that's college football officially being back. Minnesota gets it with like a minute and a half left, drives down the field, gets in a field goal range, and then their kicker wide right at the buzzer. Gosh, I love college football. It's so exciting, and it begins today with a full crop of great games. And, of course, I just went through my five favorite games. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Max will get you on hold, and you can chime in here on AWOD Radio. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We appreciate everybody joining us here on a Saturday morning, August 31st, week one of college football. But I'm fired up because we've got the NFL season starting next week. Max, I'd like to do a bit later in the show today. All right, I placed an insane eight-leg parlay last night, and I'd like you to do the same. Simply, we pick the division champion for each division in the NFL. My $8 bet pays out $9,000. I'd say it's worth trying it, all right? So you can work on that behind the scenes, Max. We'll bring that up in the 10 a.m. hour. But right here on The Fan, where you can hear Grant and Danny Monday through Friday, and they had Adam Peters on the show this week, and Adam Peters has really impressed me. And I think a lot of the fan base has been impressed with his quick work this offseason and with the draft to vastly improve this roster. I mean, literally, I think they did almost everything they could this offseason without, you know, ruining the future by trading for somebody to improve this roster. It got a lot better in a lot of different position groups. And it didn't stop there, right? Then they brought in another linebacker and wide receiver Noah Brown, and they're trying to tweak the roster, little things. He keeps smartly using the term recalibration, right? And it feels that way because I think they still make moves possibly ahead of week one, early next week, or maybe after that. I mean, they could make a ton of waiver moves in the first 3 weeks. Well, position group needs a boost. If there was one final piece to the roster still out there, what do you think it is? What position group or what player is most needed? I don't think they're happy at wide receiver. I really don't. I think my take on the wide receiver room, I think in Dan Quinn's mind, is this. And that's, there are three wide receiver threes. And he thinks one of them will emerge as wide receiver two. So we all know about Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry. And I'll tell you later why I'm expecting him to have his best season in the NFL this year. But three wide receiver threes in Diami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, and now Noah Brown, who's going to emerge as wide receiver too. Maybe there's another guy out there that they've had their eye on. Maybe they bring someone back on a tryout or promote a practice squad guy who pops. I give them credit because I don't think they're afraid to tell this wide receiver room, you're not good enough, right? They traded Jahan Dotson. That probably woke up everybody. They're not afraid to say, you're not good enough, and we're going to go out and look for better right now. And we're not going to wait till next offseason. We're going to pick up another team, scraps, another person that gets cut, a late training camp casualty, and bring them in for a workout. And definitely keep an eye out on a cornerback. And really, I've been saying, if there's anybody with a connection to this staff, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury, there's a chance they end up getting a call and brought in on a workout. Maybe there's a trade at some point this season. I hate to say it, but we might need to bring in another quarterback because Mariota's hurt. Jeff Driskel ain't great. And if somehow Jaden Daniels got hurt, yeah, this team would look for another quarterback in my mind. I think there's going to be a shift of a final few men of this roster in the first few weeks of the season. And my question to you right now, 1-800-636-1067, is who should the Commanders be looking for? Could Mike Sanrastil move to the outside if you're struggling mightily with Michael Davis, Benjamin St. Juice, and Emmanuel Forbes? I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to have the impact that Sauce Gardner or Marcus Peters or Marshawn Lattimore has had, but we've had three cornerbacks win Defensive Rookie of the Year in the last 10 years. I'm just saying I'm excited for what Mike Sanrastil could do, and I'd like to see him get an opportunity on the outside if he's really excelling at the nickel position. I'm not saying the Commanders need to go out and grab someone, but I think it's an option, and I expect the roster to change throughout the first few weeks of the season. And here's what I'm hoping will happen is that whether they make a change here, a slight change there, the strength of the roster needs to be the interior of the offensive line. And I think that would be the biggest improvement offensively from last year. And you hear people talk about all the time, run the dang ball. Well, run the ball up the middle successfully, and it changes everything. And it makes life easier for your quarterback and your play caller. And everyone, when you control the line of scrimmage, by winning in the trenches. And so you add Nick Allegretti and Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosby comes back, and that's what they're going to try to accomplish this season, is being able to control the line of scrimmage. If Brian Robinson can go up the middle and run for 4 yards a carry, Eckler can break it outside, then they're going to be ahead of the sticks. Because the key, I think, to the offensive side of the ball this season is going to be these first and 10 runs. I expect them to run on first and 10 a lot more than they did last year and stay ahead of the sticks and try to keep things easy for Jaden Daniels. Don't make him do these obvious passing down situations that burned Sam Howell last year. That's part of the reason why he took so many sacks, because he had 3rd and 9, 3rd and 11. We want 3rd and 5 or less for Jaden this year, and it's going to start by getting a push up front with the interior of the offensive line. Then you move past the line, and I just mentioned them, Eckler and Brian Robinson. I think this running back combo is the chance to be the most successful Washington has had probably in 8 or 9 seasons. You've got Gibson had 1,000 yards in 2021. Adrian Peterson in 2018. We haven't had back-to-back 1,000-yard rushers since Alfred Morris. We got to get back to that. Last year, they had the 27th best running game in the NFL. 2022, 12th. 2021, 12th. 2020, they were 24th. You got to get back to the point where you have a 1,000-yard rusher. You've got another guy that you can spell that can run outside, can go up the middle, can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, being a threat to pound the ball down your throat will open the lanes for Jaden Daniels to find open receivers, just like it opened throwing lanes for RG3. But right now, I'm loving this approach to the offseason from Adam Peters, who hasn't made any crazy moves, right, to announce himself as I'm the new GM of the Washington Commanders. He's been part of winning franchises before. He knows what it takes to build a contender, right? He is building a roster. They're not just grabbing talent. That was one of the big quotes that he had this week here. And I've seen this team do so many different things where they go out and get a big name, a sexy name, from Albert Haynesworth to Adam Archuleta over and over again, and I'm just so tired of that. And so it is a breath of fresh air to have Adam Peters just really say, look, I'm going to take things 1 year at a time. We are not going to just grab talent and names, right? He said, we're going to build a team. And that was what Dan Quinn was saying as well this entire offseason. And I think the moves they made has improved the roster, and they're building something. How many wins they're going to have this season is certainly an unknown, but I fully expect this team to be in a lot more games, play a lot more close contests, and possibly pull out a few more victories than last season. After watching Jaden Daniels in the preseason, I do believe if he can stay healthy, this team's going to win 7 games and possibly more than that. The key is the health, because I am worried about him taking hits, as I think we all are from our PTSD from watching Robert Griffin III get his knee destroyed by Haloti Nahata. Want to take your phone calls throughout the show today. Love talking to Commanders fans in the DMV. We are a week and a day away from game day. We also get to watch Red Zone for 3 hours because the game is at 4 p.m. there in Tampa, which I am loving. Joe House will join us at 10 a.m. Fred Smoot at 10:30. We'll sprinkle in your phone calls throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.